Now we're going to add in this idea of vorticity, which for hodographs is broken down into two main types, crosswise and streamwise. Recall that vorticity is the tendency for something to spin, and a vorticity vector basically gives us the information about how that object will spin. So then it's up to the environment to effectively or ineffectively utilize the vorticity that's present. Crosswise vorticity, which is in the example on the right, is the most absolute ineffective method to utilize vorticity. In other words, you need a certain amount of vorticity to go into an updraft to cause it to spin. But you won't get it with crosswise vorticity because the shear and the mean flow are oriented perpendicular to the vorticity and pass by each other with no real interaction. So if you have an updraft, the vertical ascent is not able to utilize vorticity because of this orientation.